This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Set aside the economy, worries about crime, which are at the top of all of voter polls about what they're worried about, and instead vote for you or the world is ending?
Nobody said the world is ending.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
You see, if it doesn't gel, it isn't aspic, and this ain't gelling.
Come on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Biden's job approval rating sits at 44% in this final NBC News poll, by the way. All-time low with independents.
Just one poll? Those things aren't scientific.
Yes, they are. All this is science. This is math.
We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
Shut this off. Shut these all off. I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous. Shut it off!
Well, I'm working like hell to deal with the energy prices. I'm going to have a little, as I said, come to the Lord talk with the oil companies pretty soon.
And they'll push again and I'll say, read my lips.
No more drilling.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right. It's election day tomorrow. Polls open in Massachusetts at 7 a.m. Most places 7 a.m. till 8 o'clock in Massachusetts. We're going to go right back to the lines. This could be our biggest ever candidates night. You got a minute. If you're on the ballot, you got a minute to make your pitch to the voters. We're going to move as many people as we can. Let's start with Eric Moschino. Go ahead, Eric. You're next.
What's happening, Holly? My name is Eric Moschino. I'm running for state representative in the 12th Plymouth District, so North Plymouth, Kingston, Plimpton, piece of Halifax, Middleborough, and Pembroke. Listen, I'm a lobster fisherman. I used to be a stockbroker. As a small business owner, I understand what all these regulations do to small businesses. We've got to push back on that. I stand for reason, logic, common sense, reality. We got to get back to the American dream. I'm here to fight for the American people, the American dream, the American taxpayer. We have to win this election. We have to make sure everybody gets out and votes. I'm pumped. We can do it. We need to do it.
Thank you, Eric Moschino. Thank you, Eric Moschino. Ed Thielander, congressional candidate from Southern Maine, the 1st Congressional District. Ed, you got a minute.
All right, sir. Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, everybody. I'm Ed Thielander. I'm a retired Navy SEAL running for U.S. Congress here in Maine, just going against Shelley Pingree, left of the left. I've got 21 years in the Navy, all of it in the SEAL teams. I'm a volunteer firefighter and a reserve deputy sheriff. And I'm going to stand up and fight for Maine. I'm going to fight for our lobstermen, and I will get things right here in America. It's time to step up. If you haven't ever run for office before, it's like me, and like many of our candidates, it's just time to step up. And if you haven't done so, you need to get out and support your candidates. Make sure people have rise to get out and vote. And, there's nothing like it right now. Our fight for our lobstermen up here in Maine is the absolute most insane thing that anybody's ever seen. If they're allowed to get away with that, then what's next? Because every legislator up here says it doesn't make sense and it keeps moving forward. So hey, fight for us, everybody. Get everybody out there, donate if you can. Our website is thelanderforcongress.com. that is
thelander. Thank you, Ed Thielander. And again, try to get your website out. That's my suggestion for you. You can do what you want, obviously. Brooke Page from Vermont, what are you running for, Brooke? You got a minute.
Good evening, Howie. I'm Brooke Page from the town of Washington, Vermont, and I'm running as the Republican Secretary of State candidate. And our retiring Secretary of State is leaving us just a wonderful gift of universal vote by mail with no backstop of voter ID or up-to-date voter checklist with signature verification. So it's basically up here, it's elections gone wild. They've authorized all of the stepchildren of universal vote by mail, including unmanned and unmonitored election ballot collection boxes. We allow folks to go out and collect ballots, ballot harvesting, with no registration or documentation of what they're up to. And they had promised as a backstop to give us vote curing. But in the end, they took that away from us, and so we have no control over what's going on. There's lots of other troubles.
Okay, Brooke, thanks for the call. Good luck tomorrow. Sounds like you're up against it with that that system they put in place. Ed Polavarsik in Maine, you're next. Ed, go ahead. Hi.
Ed Polavarsik. Edward Polavarsik, Republican candidate for Maine State House District 47, Alna, Jefferson, Whitefield, Wiscasset. More spending and increasing the size of our government does not solve our problems. We can't sit by any longer and watch what is happening in Maine and in our country. We must all get involved and at the very least exercise our right to vote tomorrow. In Maine, we need to stand up against federal regulations that will put our lobster industry out of business. We need to rein in state spending with zero-based budgeting. With a $1 billion revenue surplus, we need to seriously consider eliminating our state income tax. I'm an engineer, not a politician. I'm reminded of a quote from Edmund Burke: "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing, and I cannot do nothing."
All right. Thank you very much, Ed Polavarsik. Dan Higgins, he's running for district attorney for the Cape and Islands as a Republican. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. You got a minute.
Howie, thanks for having me. Dan Higgins, running for district attorney on the Cape and Islands, endorsed by law enforcement across the Cape, outgoing district attorney Michael O'Keefe, Sheriff James Cummings. Come from a law enforcement family, went to Boston College, Suffolk, live on the Cape Cod, with my wife and son. I've been a prosecutor for 13 years, and I'm running because I love the job. I believe in enforcing the laws on our books, not choosing the ones that I like. I was trained to do the right thing. I would be honored to be the next district attorney for the Cape and Islands, and I ask for your listeners' votes, Howie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan Higgins, and we wish you the best. You know, you got the endorsement of Mike O'Keefe. He's a great guy, and we're with you all the way. Dan Higgins for district attorney on the Cape and Islands. Very important job. Suzette Furrow, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Suzette. What are you running for, and where are you from?
Yes. Hi, Howie. My name's Suzette Furrow. I'm from Bangor, Maine. I'm running for Maine State Senate District 9, Bangor and Herman. I'm a military wife, former homeschool mom, and tutor. I support the removal of vaccine mandates and reinstatement of employment, the removal of regulations on hydropower, a state diesel gas tax holiday, parents' bill of rights, the increase of fentanyl trafficking penalties, maintain property rights, prevent zoning changes. I support the Second Amendment. I support increase and support the police force, protect our elections, have voter ID, and do not allow third-party donations to our elections from people like Zuckerberg. And I want to ensure the freedom for our next generation, and that's why I'm running. So if you live in Bangor, vote at the Cross Center tomorrow, and if you live at Herman, vote at the Herman Town Hall, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Thank you for your time, Howie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Suzette Furrow. Carrie McRae from Massachusetts. What are you running for, Carrie, and where? Tell us, you got a minute. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi, my name is Carrie McRae. I'm running for state senate in the Plymouth-Barnstable district. You know, I'm a parent advocate. I'm on the school committee here in Bourne, Massachusetts, and I'm going to stand up for everybody's rights. I just got the endorsement of the Massachusetts State Police, and because they know that I'm a fighter, I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to do my part and be the voice of the independents and the people that have a concern about what the direction is right now in Massachusetts. So I'm excited. I'm exhausted, and I'm ready for tomorrow. Thank you so much, Howie.
Great. Thank you, Carrie McRae, running for the state senate in Plymouth. Nick Baldega, he's a state rep from Western Mass. Nick Baldega, you got a minute? Tell us about yourself.
Hey, Howie, first and foremost, thank you so much for your endorsement in tomorrow's election. I greatly appreciate it.
As you're aware, I'm a Republican in Massachusetts, elected to the state house right now, and I've been fighting for the last number of years for limited government and transparency, lower taxes, and some common sense in Massachusetts. I'm the only state rep in April that actually stood up to the Democratic leadership, called for roll call votes on cutting the gas tax and reforming the broken system in Massachusetts, and I would appreciate everybody's vote tomorrow on Election Day.
And you're an ex-cop, right, Nick? All right. I think we lost Nick. Okay. 844-500-4242. Julie Rakic, you're next with Howie Carr. Where are you from, Julie, and what are you running for? Go ahead, Julie.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
It's Julie Rakic. I'm running for state senate, and I'm in District 35 in southern Maine. I'm holding down the border. I'm in York, Kittery, Elliott, Agunquit, and South Berwick. It's crazy what I'm doing, but I'm doing it full steam. I'm going to take it. My husband is your biggest fan. He listens to you more than he listens to me, but he came from communist Yugoslavia. He escaped the communist regime. He's lived through civil war. He lived in a refugee camp for 6 years. We don't like what's going on. We don't like, we can smell what's brewing here, and we're not for it. So I've joined the race. I'm a mom of two. I'm a hairdresser. So I've listened to people more than you can imagine, but I'm fighting for our kids. My business was shut down during COVID, and I'm fighting for small business. So I've signed the front, the back, and back of the paycheck, and I'm a constitutional conservative and here to fight.
All right, Julie. Good luck tomorrow down on the border between Maine and New Hampshire. Thank you, Julie. 844-500-4242. We still have three more segments. Get on board if you want to make a pitch and you're a candidate on the ballot anywhere. You can get on and get your minute of time. 844-500-4242. And if you want to read my special internet-only column, go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, Howie Carr's midterm election guide. I guess any hit is a little bit of money. I don't know how much, but I just wrote it for myself, basically, and for you. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. With the Dow down over 20% and the NASDAQ down 30% under Brandon, you need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie Carr. monetarygold.com/Howie. Car. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these odious national Democrats would you like most to see upset tomorrow? Senator Dunning Dick Blumenthal, Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Pat Murray, Senator Chuck Schumer, or Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
Schumer.
57% say Schumer.
All right, 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, listening to all these patriots running for office to save their states has brought me to tears. God bless them all. Thanks, Bruce. A guy from Scarborough who was just at an event for Governor LePage. Channel 8 News was there. We had a nice crowd. I couldn't see who else. I was in back. He's gone to another event. Lots of people and enthusiasm for him. Tent was overflowing. It's one way to stay warm as we run out of energy here in New England and the Northeast. All right, we're going to continue with our candidates tonight. Everybody gets a minute to announce your name and your office and what you're running for, maybe your website too. Anthony Amore, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, Howie. It's Anthony Amore. I'm the candidate for state auditor, and I'm running as a Republican. My website is amore2022.com, and I'm running to be a check on on Democrat power. I'm Beacon Hill, and I'm hoping that the voters will send me there to have, you know, someone with some constructive friction up there to keep an eye on things.
Okay. And again, what's your website, Anthony?
It's amore2022.com, and I really want to thank you, Howie, for your endorsement.
Oh, thank you. And again, you can read it at Howie Carr's Midterm Election Guide. We need some kind of counterbalance for what's going to happen in come January on Beacon Hill. Thank you. Cece Calabrese, she's running for the Mass State Senate. Go ahead, Cece.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
First of all, I want to thank you for the time that you gave us to question four. My campaign website is Calabrese2022.com. That's Calabrese2022.com. I have 32 years of business experience in Western Massachusetts, 17 years on the Agawam City Council. I am one of the original signers on the petition for the question four, and my opponent has been running from his record this whole campaign. We had three debates scheduled, and after I whooped him up pretty good on the first one, he canceled the other two. He has spent over $158,000 trying to run for
wow.
me, and I've got them, yes, and I have got the momentum. He's been running TV ads for a month, and all the ads say is, geez, he's a nice guy, and he's got a new baby. Vote for him. Well, let me tell you what. He voted for the graduated income tax, which is going to hurt our seniors and our family business owners. He voted in favor of Biden's war on...
All right, Cece, good luck in your campaign in Western Mass. Mike McCarthy, where are you from and what are you running for, Mike? You got a minute.
Hi, Howie. This is Mike McCarthy in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm running for state representative. If you vote at the Charlottetown School in Ward 2 in Nashua, I'd appreciate your support. This would be my fifth term if elected as a Republican state representative. I've got a proven track record of being pro-gun, anti-tax, pro-life. Sadly, we have to say it, but I'm very much in favor of parents' rights. I support our current service people, veterans, and first responders. Again, that's Mike McCarthy, Ward 2 Nashua Charlottetown School. Just want to put a word in for our friend Don Bolduc. Got a tremendous opportunity to send this guy to Washington. Great opportunity for New Hampshire. Great opportunity for the country as a pickup in his ability to take charge in Washington, D.C. and bolster our hopeful Republican control of Washington, D.C. So, again, I'd appreciate your support. Mike McCarthy, Ward 2 Nashua Charlottetown School, and Don Bolduc statewide.
Thank you, Mike McCarthy. Joe Fenn. From Massachusetts. What are you running for, Joe? You got a minute.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me. My name is Joe Fenn, and I am running as a Republican for the state rep in the 14th Essex District, which encompasses North Andover, Boxford, Amesbury, Groveland, and West Newbury. I'm a retired federal law enforcement special agent in charge, and I'm running because so many of the policies, current policy, has caused so much pain for our residents and small businesses in my district. I've knocked on over 6,000 doors in all 13 of my precincts, and this is what they tell me. They're concerned with not enough state aid to our towns. They want tax relief for the out-of-control inflation. They want politicians to stop demonizing the police. They're concerned with the flow of drugs into our communities and concerned with high-density residential overdevelopment that's stressing our traffic, schools, police, fire, and other services. So if you want somebody who shares in those concerns, I ask for your vote tomorrow. My website is electjoefinn.com, and thanks for having me, Howie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe Fenn, running up in Essex County. 844-500-4242. We've got another half hour to go, so get on board, and if you want to make your pitch for your candidacy, the polls will be open tomorrow at 7 a.m. in Massachusetts and pretty much everywhere. 7 o'clock. Get out and vote if you haven't already voted. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Just a couple of quick stories here. ICE wants to deport Pelosi attack suspect to Canada. The new DA, Brooke Jenkins, says SF won't turn him over. By the way, he's an illegal alien. He registered as a member of the Green Party in California in 2002, signing a declaration under penalty of perjury that he was a U.S. citizen. Huh. You mean he'd lied? An illegal alien would lie about being a citizen? Gretchen Whitmer, the embattled governor of Michigan, was doing a live TV interview today, and the anchor asked her, do you have any regrets about your COVID governance? The Detroit anchor asked Whitmer, who in response stared blankly into the camera, then claimed there was a technical difficulty and cut off the interview. Oh, what a shocker. In Colorado, the embattled Democrat Senator Michael Bennett, he's married to a woman named Susan Daggett. She's been recorded on a tape that's been obtained by Just the News, John Solomon's website, that there is a way to quietly defund the police by reallocating funds. She said Michael, her husband, would say calling it defund the police is not the smartest move at the outset. I hope all this stuff gets out before the polls open. Sal DeFranco, you're next with Howie Carr. Sal, what are you running for, and why should people vote for you? You got a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for the opportunity. This is Sal DeFranco, former U.S. Navy SEAL and owner of Battleground Coffee Company. I'm running for state senate in the 2nd Essex and Middlesex District. That's Amesbury, Merrimack, Haverhill, North Andover, Andover, Tewksbury, and Wilmington. Listen, I'm running to lower our taxes. I'm running to get fentanyl off our streets. I'm running to support and fund our law enforcement. I'm the only candidate in my race endorsed by law enforcement unions. I want to fight for responsible development, not the overdevelopment that's crushing our municipal services, especially our school systems. Howie, I never had any intentions of running. But as we say in the SEAL teams, if not me, then who? I can no longer sit back and watch the disrespect being handed down to our middle class, small businesses, and retirees by these career politicians. It's time we get out. The time is now. We got to get out and vote. Everybody listening. SalDeFranco.com. SalDeFranco.com.
Good luck tomorrow, Sal. He's running against a real hack. Caroline Colarusso, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Caroline.
Howie, thank you. Caroline Colarusso, running for Congress in the 5th Congressional District. My website is colarussoforcongress.com. I'm running against Nancy Pelosi's replacement, the Assistant Speaker, Congresswoman Catherine Clark. And I simply want your listeners to know, 8 opportunities to debate, she's refused every single one of them. The last time you fill up your gas tank, the last time that you purchased heating oil, the last time that you paid for your grocery bill, and look at your 401k. Then go into the voting booth and vote. And vote for me in the 5th Congressional, Caroline Colarusso. This Congress does not deserve your vote.
Thank you, Caroline Colarusso, congressional candidate in north of Boston. Rohan St. Marte. Marte, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. You have a minute, Rohan. Go ahead.
Thank you, Howie. How are you doing, buddy? Thank you so much. So I am a first-time U.S. citizen, first-time voter, and I am actually here on a seat. My name is Rohan Seatmarth, and I believe in our Constitution. Frederick Douglass once said, the problem is whether the American people have loyalty enough, honor enough, patriotism enough to live up to their own Constitution. Our Constitution was written by God-fearing men who held its liberty of all men at his heart. I am a child of God, the rock on which my moral compass is fixed. I respect all lives, including the lives of the unborn. We as Vermonters have the moral obligation to protect the lives of the innocent, the unborn. We have a responsibility to ensure this is reflected in our Constitution. I believe, Howie, in education, not indoctrination. I believe in the rights of a parent to know what is best for the children through transparency and collaboration. Together, we can make it work. I believe healthy, supported family units are essential to guide in the moral compass of our youth and future leaders.
All right. Thank you, Rohan. Good luck tomorrow in your race for the Vermont State Senate. Kevin Scully, you're next with Howie Carr. What are you running for, Kevin? You have 1 minute.
Hello, Howie. I'm Kevin Scully. I'm running for state representative in Nashua Ward 6, which is Hillsborough District 8. My Facebook campaign page is Kevin Scully for New Hampshire. I am pro-small business. They are the wealth creators. I am pro-educational freedom, pro-life, pro-First Amendment, pro-Second Amendment, and I'm going to do everything in my power to lower the energy costs so we have cheap and reliable fuel and energy here in New Hampshire. The Democrats have brought climate change to New Hampshire. the climate in your house is going to go from warm and toasty to cold and freezing because of what they did to us. And
well
I
put.
I think we got to vote those bums out.
All right.
God bless you for giving me this chance to speak to people, Howie. Kevin and Liz Boyd, hi out there. They're fans of yours in Illinois driving back to Colorado. And God bless you, and please vote for me tomorrow. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kevin Scully. Next, Leora Levy from Connecticut. Were your ears ringing? We were talking about you to Rick Scott today, Leora Levy?
Oh, I didn't know that, but thank you very much. I've been out here traveling the state today, meeting with voters, and it feels really good on the ground. The voters of Connecticut are ready for change. They have had enough. They want their lives to be affordable again. They want their lives to be safe again. They want their kids educated, not indoctrinated. They want to close the border. You know, Connecticut, just like every other state, is now a border state because they've been flying illegals to Connecticut since August of 2021 with my opponent, Dick Blumenthal's approval. And we need to stop the fentanyl from coming into our community and the human trafficking. So all of these things, these issues, have been created intentionally by the Biden administration. It's been and rubber stamped by Dick Blumenthal.
Leora Levy, we sure hope you win tomorrow. Get rid of Da'Nang Dick once and for all.
Well, yes, you know, I think that as I said, people in Connecticut have really had enough. They know that life does not have to be like this. It can be better. But to do that, we must change the leadership.
Leora Levy, thank you. U.S. Senate candidate in the state of Connecticut against Da'Nang Dick Blumenthal. Ken Hoyt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Howie. My name is Ken Hoyt. I'm an America First Republican from Westford, and I'm running for the Worcester and Middlesex Senate District that goes from Fitchburg all the way to Westford. I'm a family man with 30 years of experience in the dreaded private sector as a financial analyst and a financial planner, unlike my opponent, John Cronin, who has never held a private sector job. I'm running to be a voice for freedom, smaller government, and common sense. I'm opposed to all forms of medical tyranny, including vaccine and mask mandates. I want to ensure that parents have a say in what is being taught in their schools, and to be able to send their kids to the private school with the same government funding. I also want to ensure that we allow police to enforce our existing laws, and I want to make it easier to remove woke district attorneys who refuse to prosecute these laws. Please vote Ken Hoyt for Senate tomorrow. My website is kenhoyt.com.
Thank you, Ken. Jay McMahon is the Republican candidate for Attorney General in the Commonwealth. Go ahead, Jay. You got a minute.
Howie, Hawaii, it's good to be with you. Howie, I just want to say that we're in the middle of a crime wave. Drugs are flowing in the streets. Boston's starting to look like Chicago, and my opponent wants to defund the police, and she has an affiliation with a group called F the Police in Boston. I don't see how defunding the cops are going to stop the crime wave. Listen, I know that community leaders are all calling for more law enforcement, not less. I'm asking you to vote for me, Jay McMahon. My website is attorneyjmcmahon.com, and my Facebook page is at Attorney Jay McMahon. Howie, thank you for having me on. I want your voters to know I'm the guy you need as the Attorney General from Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay McMahon. Sharon Santola, running for the House in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Sharon. Tell us about yourself and your district.
Hi, thanks, Howie. Sharon Santolo, I'm running for the 2nd Norfolk District Representative seat. It's the middle section of Quincy, and I'm mainly running against my opponent because he voted for the Family Mobility Act. That's the act that gives people here illegally the ability to get a license. I think that's a bad idea. That's why I got into the race to run. So I appreciate your vote tomorrow, and I really appreciate if everyone could vote no on 4, and we'll see if we can turn this around. My website is sharon4quincy.com. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon Santolo. Bruce Poliquin from the 2nd Congressional District in Maine. Go ahead, Bruce. You got a minute, and explain ranked choice voting one last time, please.
I certainly will, Howie. First of all, if I may, heating oil up here has reached $6 a gallon versus $2 a couple of years ago, and our seniors can't afford that, and their groceries and their gasoline, so they're only buying about 100 gallons of heating oil at a time. It's really a mess, and it's scary. But I'll tell you, you got to go out and vote tomorrow. Bruce Poliquin is your first choice. If you love me as much as I think you do, vote for me first, second, third choice. Right across the ballot, you are done. You do not have to rank the other candidates. Go vote so we can put the brakes on this horrible mess that Biden and Golden and these other Democrats have got us in.
All right, Bruce. I hope we'll be talking to Representative-elect Bruce Poliquin the next time you call in. Thank you, Bruce. Anthony Christakis. Go ahead, Anthony. What are you running for, and where are you from?
Hi, Howie. Anthony Christakis. I'm from Wayland, and I am running for the state Senate against Jamie Eldredge. In a recent interview for the Metro West News, we were both asked what are our most important issues right now, and Eldredge's response was single-payer health care was his number one priority, public transportation, including more bike lanes, and increased funding to public higher education. Those were his top priorities for the next sessions. In sharp contrast, my priorities are the economy, number one, including inflation and energy prices, crime. I do not believe in defund the police. Eldredge does believe in prison reform and defunding the police. Education, I believe in parents' rights. They should be more involved in their children's education.
All right. Thank you, Anthony Christakis. And we wish you well tomorrow against Jamie Eldredge. 844-500-4242. We got one more segment if you want to get on board to get your minute. If you're a candidate for whatever office, we've had all kinds of different candidates here. The stock markets have leveled off, at least for a while. They were up a few hundred points today, actually. They may even go up briefly, as they did this afternoon, in anticipation of a red wave tomorrow, which would mean at least a temporary return to political sanity. But don't be lulled into complacency. Brandon will still be the president. This may just be the calm before the next storm. Once the election is over, gas and fuel prices will really go through the roof. As you just heard Bruce Poliquin talking about, they're going to go higher, the price of diesel and fuel oil and everything else. This is why you should start taking a look at precious metals. Historically, in times of crisis like this that we're in right now, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. And one of them is not voting Democrat, by the way. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like we have now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years and running, as well as Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all I've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
All right, one more segment here with our candidates tonight. You got 1 minute. Identify yourself. Maybe put in your web address, but tell us what office you're running for and what state. Sean Dooley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yep, I'm currently a state rep running for state senate against Rebecca Rausch for the Norfolk-Worcester-Middlesex district, and my website is www.dooley4senate.com.
All right. That's good. You got a few more seconds, Sean, if you want to talk about why people should vote for you instead of Becca.
Well, I have to say, Becca is by far the most extreme person in the we only have three Republicans in the Senate. I would, if I'm fortunate enough to get in, it'll be fourth. And we need someone that will speak truth to power. If we can knock out the farthest left progressive socialist, it will start moving the needle in the right direction. And that is so desperately needed here in Massachusetts.
Okay. Thank you, Sean Dooley, running in the running in the district I live in Massachusetts. Matt Pouliot in Maine. You're next, Matt. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie Carr. It's State Senator Matt Pouliot up here in Maine, the assistant Republican leader in the Senate. And I just want to encourage folks to get out and vote. Thank God we don't have it as bad as Representative Dooley down there in Massachusetts. We do have 13 members in the Senate, but to come back and get the majority, we need to get to 18. And so folks got to get out and vote. We need to restore some balance. Hopefully folks will get out, support Paula Page for governor and Bruce Poliquin. It was great to hear him on just a few moments ago. There's a lot at stake, and you know, a lot of Republicans kind of, we're busy, we go to work, we get the job done. Well, we got to show up at the polls tomorrow, folks.
All right, Matt Pouliot, thanks for being with us. Jonathan Hostage, you're next with Howie Carr. Where are you running, Jonathan? And you got a minute to go. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie, John Hostage calling. Last name likes to be held hostage, and that's what the Democrats are doing to our energy to independence. We're all going to be feeling what Brandon and Maura Healey's policy have done to us over this coming winter. I'm running for the Worcester new district seat, Worcester 19. I'm number 7 of 10 kids, have 4 of my own, a small business owner of Allegiance Graphics. My daughter Caroline and your daughter Caroline and my daughter Cassandra went to school together back at St. John's more than 20 years ago. But I'm looking to unseat Kate Donahue out of Westboro. She is running as a hunker in the bunker Democrat. She's all for these teaching of material like drag queen reading hour and other such woke garbage that they're teaching in our schools. And I'm looking to bring some balance to Beacon Hill for energy independence, parental involvement in schools, securing the border, big advocate of the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Jonathan Hostage. Mike Vulcano, running it for state rep in Massachusetts. Hi, Mike. You're the last guy tonight, so go ahead. Make your pitch.
Here we go. Worcester District 12. It's Northborough, Parcel, Berlin, Lancaster, Clinton, Sterling. So here we go. I'm running because of the person I'm running against, Matt Kilcoyne's voting record. I'm America First type of guy. I was a school teacher, I'm a small business owner, college football coach. When we're voting on stuff like she votes no against term limits for the House Speaker, she votes no publishing the committee votes online, voted no publishing the bill for 8 hours.
Mike, I got to hold you right there. Mike Vulcano is running for state rep. Vote, vote, vote! I'm Howie Carr.